So right now I'm in a pretty safe space. This is a Zoom meeting, and it's as safe as can be because it's just me. So I'm Judy. I'm a Fountain House member. I'm also part of the Fountain House Studio and Gallery. I'm an artist. I'm working in collaboration, and want to just share my insight and experiences about feeling isolated and coming out of isolation. I feel for me, there's different types of isolation and different types of coming out of isolation. There's been times when I've been in public, in crowds, where I've felt very isolated and I didn't feel safe at all. And when I'm with people that I trust, and individually or one-on-one or in small groups, where I feel safe, and also in Zoom meetings where it's one-on-one or small groups, and where I feel that I establish trust with other people, then I don't feel alone. Then I'm not isolated, and then I feel more safe. And I think that's the key. I think that for me, I can be alone and not feel isolated. I can be alone and feel very much not isolated in my own company, in my own safe space, when I'm reading, when I'm listening to music, when I'm doing art, and when I'm talking with other people, or when I'm talking to myself. And on the other hand, there's times when I've been in crowds where I feel absolutely isolated. So you could be with other people and feel isolated, or you could be by yourself and not feel isolated. And I think coming out of isolation is when you find a safe place where you really feel that you can be yourself and not feel alone, where you feel that you're understood with other people, and where you feel that you've built trust and feel like there's a safe place where safe to be yourself. So, you know, there's been times in my life where I've been afraid, and I started out in a very dysfunctional, stressful home. And there's times now where I also feel it's stressful and dysfunctional. I have to keep my voice down because one of the people I live with don't like noise, and if my voice gets too loud, they get very stressed about it. So I try to keep things pretty low key for myself, but if you know what I'm like when I'm not inhibited at all, I can really cause a ruckus. I can sing, I can be happy, I can laugh. And one of the things that I feel wonderful about is my own soul, my own, the safe feeling that I have inside of myself, where I can create and I can invent and I can imagine and I can be in touch with the child inside of me. Now, I don't know why I feel the way I do, that I feel so delighted to be engaged with myself in my inner child. I don't think I was always a happy child. I think that there were times where I felt very unhappy and very stressed because of other people's stress, which was transmitted to me. But there's a place inside of me that is pure joy, and that's what keeps me going. I have a feeling inside of me that has total joy and total delight. And believe me, it's totally from inside of me, because there's nothing, nothing that I feel really caused that delight and joy for me except my own inner space. I love my cat puppet. I love my cat. I do love my parents and my sons, although I have at times been very stressed when people tell me I'm too loud, when people intrude on my sanctity and my feeling of quiet and creativity to impose their demands on me. Then I feel intruded upon. But when I feel safe to create my own world, then I feel totally wonderful. And like, I created my own cat clubhouse, which I absolutely love. I imagined a clubhouse just like we have Fountain House, and we have the Hollywood Clubhouse, and we have the Bronx Clubhouse and the Harlem Clubhouse, and we have people who work together and as a family and build relationships and learn to get along, and you know, everyone has their work order day, and they follow standards, and they could use good social practice, and they do all the things that you're supposed to do. And I imagined I have my own clubhouse. It's a clubhouse of cats. You have the cats in their own culinary, the cats in their home and garden, the cats in their own art gallery, the cats in their community meetings, and the cats being independent and having their own work order days. And whenever I think about it, it makes me smile. I made drawings about it. I made art about it. And that's my key. I don't think I'm a great artist, but I'm a happy artist. I like what I do. And I like the fact that the things that I do make me feel happy and give me feelings of joy. And that's how I come out of isolation. Sometimes for me, it's just being in my own inner happy place. And I love being with other people on Zoom. I like to collaborate with other people. I feel true, honest collaboration doesn't have to be side by side. It doesn't even have to be in the same decade, because you can have somebody who like does their artwork, maybe their child grows up and loves the artwork and loves the music and loves the other things that they find that were there and created from their previous generation, and they collaborate on it and improvise on it and make it their own. So collaboration could be a force of one person's reaction and inspiration from another person's work. If you have people that collaborate together and they trust each other and they all share together, and they could do everything, you know, what give and take and react, and oh, you did this, okay, now I respond. It's like an ongoing conversation through the virtual age, the digital age, through writing letters or writing text or writing direct messages or writing emails, writing on Slack, or making a video and then reacting, having another video and then recording back and forth. or being on a blog, on a virtual blog. Somebody makes a video, puts it on a website, does some artwork, does it on a web page, does some writing, does it on a web page, or some script, acting, costumes, or scene one of a play, scene two of a play. And then somebody else puts in their piece. And then when you finish, everyone has all their pieces together and assembled. And it wasn't because somebody dictated and somebody said, "Oh, you have to do this piece, you have to do this piece." It's not like a factory. Everybody does their own thing. But at the end, it finds a way to blend. And then you have a masterpiece. So I am embarking on this journey with everybody else in full, total joy and open and receptive to what everyone else will bring. And I hope that we can all come away enriched and feeling like we haven't wasted our time, that something good has come out of it for all of us. Thank you so much.